Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Biden is getting a first-hand look at some of the storm damage that's occurred over the last few weeks in California. Flooding, landslides, and heavy snows have damaged hundreds of homes there and resulted in at least 20 deaths. Member station KAZU Jeremiah Edding reports the president's visit includes several stops along the state's central coast.
The state has suffered nearly 3 weeks of consecutive atmospheric rivers. Storms that brought torrential downpours along the coast, and multiple feet of snow in the mountains. State officials estimate at least $1 billion in damage. Both the president and California Governor Gavin Newsom declared the recent storms a major disaster. The last of these storms hit the region Monday night. With a break in the rain, California residents are just beginning to recover.
Reporter Jeremiah Edding. Jurors in the seditious conspiracy trial against leaders of the Proud Boys are hearing from a filmmaker who embedded with a far-right group. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the jury is getting an inside view of the weeks leading up to the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol.
Filmmaker Nick Quested says the Proud Boys became part of the national conversation after then-President Donald Trump told them to stand back and stand by. Quested met Proud Boys Chairman Enrique Tarrio in December 2020 before a rally in Washington. He filmed Tarrio again one day before the Capitol siege, capturing the Proud Boys leader saying, quote, "I don't need to be in D.C. to keep the fight going." Tarrio was not on the Capitol grounds January 6th, but prosecutors say he directed the group from afar. Tarrio's lawyers say the Justice Department is overhyping the case and making their client a scapegoat for the attack. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in Africa on an 11-day trip to promote trade and the U.S. commitment to African economies. The trip follows President Biden's promise of more engagement with the continent amid a backdrop of robust Chinese and Russian ties. NPR's Emmanuel Akawoto reports.
Janet Yellen is in the Senegalese capital, Dakar, her first stop on a tour also including South Africa and Zambia. Yellen plans to promote investment and closer economic ties with African countries, which have lagged behind ties between Africa and China. Loans and development assistance from China have funded swathes of African development and infrastructure projects. Yellen's trip comes as the Chinese foreign minister departed Africa and Russia's foreign minister is due to arrive soon. African countries hope greater U.S. engagement leads to a real boost in trade and development, while the U.S. hopes the trip will cement its renewed commitment to the world's fastest-growing continent. Emmanuel Akimotu, NPR News, Lagos.
The Supreme Court now says it is still not determined who was behind the leak of a draft opinion by the court on its move to overturn abortion rights 8 months ago. Politico published the leaked information. On Wall Street today, stocks lost ground. The Dow fell 252 points. You're listening to NPR. Upwards of a million people took to the streets in France today. They're protesting a move by the government there to up the retirement age. French President Emmanuel Macron is proposing raising the retirement age from 62 to 64. The move has been widely unpopular and is kicking off strikes across the country. The French capital ground to a halt today as teachers, railway, and health workers went on strike. Demonstrations were mainly peaceful, though some protesters in Paris threw projectiles at police, prompting a barrage of tear gas. Authorities are continuing the air search for actor Julian Sands, who's been missing in the California woods since Friday. Sands is known for his roles in the James Ivory movie A Room with a View and the TV show 24.
Julian Sands was hiking on Mount Baldy in California when he was reported missing. Search and rescue crews were working on the ground to locate Sands until Saturday, when they had to stop due to trail conditions and avalanche risks, said a spokesperson for the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office. Officials say they are continuing searching for Sands using helicopters and drones and will resume the ground search once weather permits. Sands, who is 65, is best known for his role starring opposite Helena Bonham Carter in 1985's A Room with a View. He's since spent his decades on screen in smaller roles on various movies and TV shows. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Crude oil future prices moved in the opposite direction to stocks today, oil reaching its highest level since early December on expectations of further economic reopening in China that is expected to fuel demand. Oil was up 85 cents a barrel to $80.33 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.